You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're going to talk about options, we're going to talk about value stacking, and we're going to talk about the overarching method of it and why it all applies, meaning it's not just about writing options, it's not just about value stacking, it's not just about having a price book, it's not just about running your calls the right way, scheduling the right way, it is about all of those things put together. We're going to talk about that today, and we're going to break it down because it's so important. I see so many new coaches popping up online, so many new people sharing their successes when they had a company or when they used to sell well. But the problem is they don't have a consistent method. They just have a method that worked for a period of time. And a lot of times, these things have not been tried out across the country, across the nations. And the reason it ultimately doesn't always work out for everybody is because they haven't really considered the methods and why they're working. They're just teaching what. They're just teaching how. But the why matters, because a lot of times we make the mistake of trying to duplicate what someone else did and the success they had, and we do what they did and it doesn't work because we're missing the reason why. One of the greatest examples I could give you would be that if somebody decided to create a product and they called it bottled water and they put a sign on the interstate saying, I'm selling bottled water, and they became a billionaire selling bottled water. And then you thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a sign next to the interstate and I'm going to sell bottled water and I'm going to become a billionaire. But we missed the part where all of the water in the world was contaminated when that guy started his business. And when you started your business, there was plenty of drinking water and plenty of competitors. And so the reality wasn't that you make $1 billion by starting a bottled water company where you put a sign next to the interstate. The idea was that you found something that the world was lacking, and then you created a product to solve that solution. And we would miss that point. And so I want to make sure that we understand today, we don't miss that point when it comes to options, value stacking, and how to build that value in the home. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the elements required to truly do that, to be able to give your technicians the platform to truly get the result that you're after. Look, sometimes they'll do well and sometimes they won't. But when you have this all together, and again, time after time after time, we see this in the program. When we have companies in our program, they're at a place now where they're mentally expecting their team to be at that $800 on every single call, $800 ticket average, and then having a conversion rate of 90%, 85%. The idea that somebody would be at 70% is a problem, and we would be talking to that person. The idea that somebody would be below $750 on an average ticket. Now, when I say average ticket, I'm talking about leaky faucets. I'm not talking about sewer line calls. I'm talking about basic random service calls that are consistently ran the same way, that get a consistent result, that produce results. Now, sometimes those calls can be option one, three, four, $500, but most of the time they should be option twos and option threes for more $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $7,000, and $8,000. And believe it or not, the customers are excited. They're leaving 5-star reviews. We even teach the clients exactly how to get those reviews. And we see, and believe this or not, we see people getting 40, 50% of their clients to leave a review, even 100% at some months for some of our clients, either getting a yard sign on the ground or getting a review. And that's crazy, because that is powerful for you to then reciprocate and get more clients. And when you get those new clients reading all these great reviews about how these people spend a bunch of money with your company, they're going to be more willing to spend a bunch of money with you. And that's totally different than a lead that you get off of pay-per-click. That's totally different than a lead that you get off of Craigslist. So I want to make sure that we fully understand what we're trying to achieve here. This is much bigger than just sales. This isn't just about making money. This is about creating a legacy, about creating really an environment, a culture for people to thrive in, and then for your customers to benefit from, both in the fact that they're getting a ton of value and they're getting a great experience, but also they're putting back into the community and they're not always looking for a discount and always looking for a way to get something cheaper. In fact, what we teach in our companies and in our program is, and quite honestly, all throughout our podcast and all over our website and all over our social medias and everywhere that you might find us, we teach this common principle of service over sales, always be serving, putting the customer first. If you agree agree with that concept and that's who you are as a person, then you're a part of what we call the Fresh Force. The Fresh Force is the army. It's the force. It's the mob that's out there to change the way that service is done, to do it the right way. And so we're going to teach you guys how to do that on this episode right here. So if you're on here right now and you're listening, I'm going to break it down for you because I want you to know this. This one might go a little bit long. I don't know exactly how long this podcast is going to go, but I know for sure that I want to make sure that we knock this out because you need to know the elements required to truly be able to build options and value stack and to provide the customer that kind of experience to where they can get excited about the purchase and invest in their plumbing and make that big spend. You know, inside of our program, just a couple days ago, we did our bi-weekly live trainings with all the techs. And when we were going through that process, we were really teaching the techs that day how to build trust inside the home, but to position themselves as an expert in how to do that, how to do it the right way, naturally, not forcing it. And we were talking about that and we were breaking all that stuff down. You talk about options of value stacking and all that goes into that. And what we've really come to is this statement inside of our program, and people take this the wrong way all the time. They think we mean discounting and we don't. And I'm not going to get too much into that right now. We're not talking about discounting down your value or even your services, but what we are talking about is finding ways to produce perceived value. And it's a powerful concept because at that point you can give things away. So we have this ongoing statement inside of our program is, hey, we don't want to teach you how to sell stuff. We want to teach you how to give stuff away. Now, again, without context, that cannot make sense. But I can tell you this, there are several companies in our program that have ran millions and millions and millions of dollars through this concept, and it works beautifully. And it's less stressful, quite honestly. No on-call. People making more money by not doing on-call and their customers aren't upset and it's not the end of the world. See, the culture and the environment you build creates the opportunity to then thrive in. And if it's a good culture and a good environment, if it's a good aquarium, so to speak, that's the analogy we like to use when people are coming into the program. You know, we can give your fish all the nutrients in the world. We can feed it. But if the aquarium isn't big enough, if the culture isn't right, they can only grow to be so big. So if all you teach them is sales, well, that's a piece of it, but it's not going to be done right. It's not going to have the right motives. You're not going to maximize the call. You might make more money, but you're not going to maximize the call. And you're not going to provide that experience, that service, that long-lasting. Teaching people to go out and sell people a bunch of stuff is just going to create a bad taste in some people's mouth. And eventually, that's going to catch up to you. We want something that lasts. We want a legacy. Something you can sell off and be proud of, or something that you can have and hand off to. Maybe a kid, maybe a nephew, maybe someone that worked by your side for a long period of time. Whatever you choose. So that's what we want to help you do today. We're going to talk about those elements really quick. Got a couple big announcements. We got a live school coming up May 5th, May 6th. Make sure you get your tickets. They're selling out fast. This is a class that's going to be on water heaters, water softeners, tankless, the difference between water softener, salted, and also water conditioning system, saltless. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how to not only understand the product, we're going to talk about product knowledge and how to understand the product, but we're also going to talk about how to communicate it. Communicate it in a way where the customer can get excited about it. The customer can understand what they're buying. The customer can understand the investment. We're going to show you how to do that. We're also going to show you how to value stack these things, how to transition between a water heater to tankless, how to transition into a softener conversation, how to help the customer see the need before you even have to make the suggestion. We're going to show you how to do all that stuff. And we're going to do that live in person in Indianapolis, May 5th and May 6th. It's a 2-day event. It's going to be off the hook, off the hook. We even got a coffee bar. I'll just leave it at that. And drink cappuccinos while we learn how to sell stuff. Okay, you guys got to understand product knowledge is a big key to being able to have confidence to be able to talk about these things inside the home. Number two, you got to be able to know how to communicate in a way the customer understands. Plumbing language is not going to do that. So we're going to help you guys with that. Can't wait to see you there, meet you there in person, be able to ask questions, talk it up. It's going to be a limited space crowd. The last event we did was about 100 and something people. This one's a little bit more expensive. This one's a little bit more in depth. We expect a slightly smaller crowd. So yeah, I think right now we're up to about 50 people that'll be there. Let us know. Get your tickets at raisemyticketaverage.com. 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 Okay. Or you can go to theplumbingsalescoach.com and you can request more information about anything that we have. Okay. But May 5th, May 6th. All right. Let's get into this. Let's do this thing. Because here's the deal. At the end of the day, if we just go around duplicating what the other person did, all we're going to do is be the best duplicated version of them, hopefully. And if we're not doing it for the right reasons, we're not going to get the same result. If we don't understand why the other methods worked, then we can't make the transitions, the tweaks necessary to help it continue to work, even as the market changes, as the world changes, as the language of the world changes. Everything's changing. Everything changes all the time. It's normal. It's how it works. It's how it's always worked. You got to be able to adapt. And the only way you can adapt is to understand the why before the how. The how is important, but the why matters more. Okay, so let's break this down. Number one, in order for you to truly be able to value stack inside the home, in order for you to truly be able to break down options for a customer that makes sense, you have to have the right price book. Okay, you have to have a price book that takes so many different things into consideration. Okay, it's not just hourly and expense. In fact, I get into arguments all the time with people about, you know, they want to include their operational cost to figure out an hourly and then use this hourly. And that's just such a broken model for so many reasons. Of course, you got to cover your operation expenses. No kidding. Because you got to be profitable, and you can't be profitable until after you pay your bills. I get all that. Everyone gets all that. That's common sense. Because business 101. But to build your price book based off of that is limited thinking. Your hourly rate doesn't work for a lot of reasons. Number one, you're not going to convince me that breaking concrete for an hour has the same value as gluing P-traps together for an hour. And number two, the risk associated with the work is different. If you mark your parts up 20%, but you bury that $5 part 20 feet underground, it's got a different risk assessment to it, meaning you have to dig up the earth to get back to it in order to warranty it. There's so many different variables that come into this. And you got to cover your costs. But you got to understand what your capacity is in order to cover your costs. That's a whole different conversation. But number one, rule number one is you got to get off this hourly mindset and understand risk and understand wholesale and understand retail. And also understand that all of your customers are the same. For example, if you want your technicians to really, truly be able to perform in the field and give your customer options that can move someone to go from complaining about a $300 toilet rebuild to all of a sudden replacing all four toilets, putting in a PRV and putting in a softener, maybe even upgrading to a tankless, what's the difference there? Okay, well, number one, you got to understand there's a difference between the convenience store pricing model and the Costco wholesale pricing model. And the reason why there's a difference is because the convenience store is only selling one item at a time and Costco is selling multiple items at a time. So this whole like $457 hourly rate and then we'll give you 10% off if you add on items, it's just not thought out well enough. It's a very simplistic thought process. It's a close my eyes and hope this works kind of approach. It won't. For some people, you're going to have really good salesmen come in, and I would argue that no matter what process you give them, they're going to kill it. But what about your weakest link? We need to have a process for them to work. And more importantly, not so that you can make money and so your weakest link can make money, but so that your customer can get the same experience no matter who comes to the home. Stop being greedy. Stop trying to find a way to make money and start trying to find a way to serve your customer, to build a culture, to build an environment that everyone can be proud of. Or don't. My guess is if you're listening to this podcast and you've listened to more than one episode, that's what you're about. You're about the service part, not the sales part. You're about the in making an impact in your community, not making a buck in your community. Look, you're going to make money. You go out there and serve the community and you're in the plumbing industry, you're going to make money. If you go out and serve the community and you're in any industry that's profitable, you're going to make money, okay? You're going to. Foregone conclusion. But the more you focus on the money, the less you end up serving. Then the reputation falls apart and you wonder why some businesses thrive and then they die. That's why. That's why. Because they forgot they were in a people business. They forgot they were people serving people who were serving people. You're the first people that are serving the first people, which are your customers, which are your actual employees. And then they're serving the people that are paying all of the bills. Okay, you got to create a culture and an environment for them to thrive in. Okay, you do that by creating a price book that considers all these things, that gives them flexibility. We always tell people convertible and profitable. It's got to be profitable, yep, but it's also got to be convertible. It's got to allow people room. Now, we show our technicians how to create inside the training program. We do this all the time. Every other week when we meet live, we go through a different product. We work through the components. We work through the rate of return on investment for the customer. We talk about how the vitals and how the things that are affecting that could be affecting other things in the home. We work through all that, kind of build options and figure out what would be the more normal situations that we would run into. And then from there, we stack and we teach them how to build those options out in a way that showcases to the customer the actual value that they're receiving versus the actual price that needs to be charged, and showing them that benefit. Because quite honestly, the customer doesn't just know firsthand or offhand what they're getting. So you got to communicate that to them. And so we show them how to do that. When you start doing it like that, you can't do that without that price book. Okay, I'll tell you number two. Number two, you can't do it with the wrong schedule. You cannot do it with the wrong schedule. When you bundle everything up, when you slam the board full, when you pre-think out who's going where for the day, what happens is it puts them on a course and they can't alter that course. So you'll end up maybe getting lucky and selling some big job, but then it's got to be scheduled for another day, giving the customer time to rethink about it, maybe get a different quote, maybe cancel, maybe decide to do something different. Maybe the problem fixes itself, or you have to cancel the other two calls and move them to another day. Either way, it's not a good way to do business. Either way, it's not a good way to do business. Somebody's got to go to that customer that got moved to another day. Now they're irritable. Now they're not as happy. Got to stop doing that. This idea of booking every call, You can't. It's a lie. It's the whole premise of it is a lie. You can't book every call. You can only book as many calls as you can run in a day. The more calls that you run in a day, the less time you have on those calls. The less time on those calls that you have, the less time you're making money turning your wrench, and the more time you're driving. It's really, it's like basic math. I don't know why anybody would teach that. It's so basic. This hourly rate thing is so unthought out. This idea of book every call is so unthought out. And I see so many people teaching it. I see so many people doing it. It's crazy. It's greedy. You're only thinking about one person. You're not even thinking about one person. You're not even thinking about yourself. You're just thinking about your bottom line. And without customers, that bottom line shrinks. And with a bad reputation, you lose customers. Do the math. This is not an infinite business. I mean, at some point, people are going to start figuring it out. Okay, look, number one, you got to have a price book that's convertible and profitable. It's got to be scalable. It's got to work for everybody. It's got to allow technicians to have room. At the same time, it's got to have guidelines and boundaries. Everybody should be paying the same price. Everybody should be paying the same price, and everybody should be getting the same experience, the same process, the same thought process, the same. And there's ways to do that. Now, this concept of sending a technician out on his own and saying, all right, good luck out there, soldier. You know, we send these men and women out into the field with a bunch of tools and equipment and a lead, and we say, why didn't you do better? Why didn't you bring me back money? Why didn't you make money? What happened? They feel that pressure and they're on an island. There's no support. You need a process. And when I say a process, I don't mean like they do a checklist and they do this and they do that. Okay. No, we figured something out that's special. We've been teaching it for a very long time. I've been hearing that other companies are starting to teach it too. Great. That just shows that it works. But it's a very unique role inside of the organization that has a very direct connection with the customer and the technician in real time. It's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful because it allows the customer to have a totally different experience. Did you know that the number one reason for retention, the reason why customers come back again and again and again, the number one reason, there's multiple reasons, but the number one reason is a positive manager experience. Positive manager experience. That means that if you go somewhere and you have a positive experience with the manager, you're more likely to return. Think about that. Think about that. Okay, there's so much stuff to this game. There's so many elements to this game. That's why we're not this coaching company that just teaches you, hey, here's some philosophies. Here's what you do. We give that stuff away for free on the podcast. Go listen to all of our podcasts. Pretty much everything everyone else teaches, we give away for free on the podcast. So you can just go listen to all those. And if you agree with the mentality and the philosophy, there you go. Now, if you want to know the how-tos, if you want me to dive deep in with you on your business and we work with you and you get in the community of people who are actually applying every single element, our SOPs, our price book, our calculations, our formulas, also our processes, then you got to get in the program. That's where we teach you the how-tos, the exact how-tos. But the whys behind what we do, we pretty much give away. And most people sell that. But we just give it away because we want to impact the community. We want to serve you. We know that we could make money selling a lot of the stuff that we talk about. But at the end of the day, that would be bottom line focus. But what we'd rather do is give enough away to help enough people have enough success to where they're either we help them kind of accelerate onto their own. I get messages all the time. People we've helped. They listen to the podcast for a long time. They're very thankful. Yada, yada, yada. And then I got other people who are inside our program and they're very thankful for however we've helped them in that kind of a way. But at the end of the day, it comes down to you. It comes down to you applying this stuff. It comes down to you to put it into practice. Whether you're a technician that listens to the podcast and gets ideas of how to communicate with customers and how to sell different products and do different things differently in the home that serves the customer and takes care of the customer, obviously we have tons of podcasts for you. If you're the owner that wants to get these things put into your business, obviously we have tons of podcasts for you. And we put that out there in the hopes that we help enough people get where they want to get. And then we'll eventually get where we want to get. That's the old John C. Maxwell, Zig Ziglar kind of thinking. Well, that's what you have to now do. It's up to you to take this stuff and apply it. We're just a book. I'm just a book. I'm nothing more than a book of information that sits on a shelf. It's up to you to open that book, read it, and then apply it. You can't just read it either. You can't just listen to the podcast. You got to actually apply this stuff, put it into practice. Okay, get your price book right. Get your scheduling right. Get your price book right. Get your scheduling right. I even dropped a little middle nugget in there on the idea of having a unique process that can help the customer experience the manager, each and every customer getting the same experience each and every time. Okay, we're going to get into the third one here in a second. I want to make sure you guys subscribe. Tons of subscribers. We're the top 10% for the most followed podcasts on Spotify. Blows my mind. We're also the top 10% shared. Global. These are globally. Blows my mind, not just in plumbing, just on podcasts. blows my mind. Thank you guys for listening. We love you. We appreciate you. We really do this for you. It excites me that so many people get so much. I get pictures from, you know, I know some of you are from other countries, India and all over the world. And then I get photos from you and please keep sending them. I love it when you guys send us in photos of your plumbing, photos of your work, photos of your family. We love it. We love it. We love it. Keep doing it. That's what we're about. We're about that. Okay, keep sending that stuff in. We really appreciate it. But make sure you guys are subscribed. Also, go to our Fresh Force Facebook group, Fresh Force Always Be Serving. It's the Fresh Force Service Experts Plumbers, I think is what it's called. Fresh Force Service Experts Plumbers. Go on there on Facebook, join that group, and you'll hear about all the stuff going on. Plus, we drop nuggets in there, too. We drop nuggets on there, too. Follow the page, the Plumbing Sales Coach. We drop stuff on there as well. And then we're also starting to kick up our reels. We're not very good on TikTok. We're not very good on Instagram, but we're working on that. But we are on there. We are dropping reels and different videos on there. You guys can follow us on there as well. We appreciate the follows. We appreciate the support. It drives us to want to do more for you. Okay, it drives us to want to do more for you. Make sure you guys check out that tech training coming up May 5th and May 6th. And then here in about 3 months, we're going to have an owner's retreat that's going to be popping and locking. Can't wait. And one final announcement. This one's a big one. We got a big workshop coming up. We got a big, big workshop coming up. Contact us about that workshop. More information on that workshop. But that workshop is going to be coming out pretty soon. It's like in 2 weeks. I think it's a workshop on PriceBook, I think, actually, if I'm not mistaken. Reach out to us. Go to theplumbingsalescoach.com and fill out the form and just say, hey, want more information on the upcoming workshop, and then we'll get you that information. No pressure. We'll just get you the information and let you decide what you want to do. But that's coming up in a couple weeks. All right. So the third thing. So again, number one, we got to have a price book. We got to have a price book that is convertible. We can't get locked into this old school mentality of hourly. We can't get locked into this old school mentality of including our operational costs to figure out our price. We have to use the traditional costs of the more logical way of wholesale, retail, and being able to figure out where those guidelines are so that we can move more product inside of a home and knowing where those boundaries are and what those margins are. And then also comprehending the risk behind the work that's going into it and not being foolish enough to lose out on toilet rebuilds because we're too expensive and then get a bunch of drain work that's under slabs because we're the cheapest guy in town when it comes to concrete. So make sure you got your pricing correct and accurate. The second one was scheduling. You got to give your team time. They got to have time to perform on these calls, and they can't, it's got to be open-ended. If I work for you, I got to be able to go on a call at 8 a.m. and I got to be able to convert that into a full day job and know that I can do that work, or a 2 day job and know that I can do that work right now and get started. It's part of my presentation inside the home is letting the customer know that I can get rid of this problem for them. That's a big piece of why they called me out there. Okay. So you got to have the schedules got to be done right. We have a formula for that. We have a method for that. We have a whole entire process for that. But if you have one, go for it. But make sure that it considers the fact that it can't serve everyone all the time. You got to have a way to filter people, and it can't be based on money. So many people do that. They go, oh, well, I'm going to take this leaking tankless over this toilet clog, and I don't really care about that person's schedule anymore. We're supposed to be out there in a half hour, but I'm just going to cancel them because we got a better quality, more expensive. So selfish. Okay, so you can't do it like that. Okay, you can't do it like that. The last one is very important. Okay, it's very important. In order to value stack and build value in the home, you have to have a process for diagnosing, and it cannot be a whole house checklist. A whole house checklist is no different than someone door knocking you and saying, I'll sell you whatever I have because you answered the door. Like, I can't tell you how many door knockers just go into their spiel, and I'm like, you don't even know if I own the home or rent. Now, the good ones start out right away with, hey, are you the homeowner? Smart. But they don't always do that. They don't always do that, and I'm just like, you don't know. I mean, I used to rent. And had door knockers come to my house, and they'd say, I don't know, a whole lot of stuff. Finally, I'd be like, hey, we just rent. Like, oh, okay, well, do you know who the landlord is? No, too late. I'm not interested. We rent, and I'm just not interested. This is a very important principle, because if you pull out a whole house checklist and say, hey, do you mind while I'm here to look at everything else and just make sure everything's okay? That's a very generic way of saying, can I find more problems? Hey, can we sell you more stuff? Hey, let's see if there's anything else that you might need that you can spend money on today. It just doesn't make sense to the customer. Now, some customers are going to be like, yeah, cool. A lot of customers are like, yeah, cool, maybe. But not a lot of customers I don't find are too excited about what you come back and find. Like, they're not like, oh, cool, he's got the report. Let's see what else is wrong. It's going to be so awesome. Yes. Oh, yes, my water heater is 18 years old. I was hoping you'd find something. That is not what they're doing. Okay, you might think of one customer, but that's not what they're doing. But when you have a process for diagnosing that actually teaches the technician how to discover the bigger issues behind what's failing, and how that might apply to the rest of the home. We call it letting the plumbing lead to the plumbing. You will find yourself going through the whole home, but with intention and with purpose. And the customer will go along with you because they'll be curious to find out more about their current problem. They don't want new problems, but they do want to find out what's causing the current problem. People will invest more money in the current problem than they will in a new problem. And if you can connect those dots to show them that that problem is related to this problem, they become more open to the idea of spending money on that new, quote unquote, new problem versus it just being a completely separate issue. And when you grab that, when you get that concept and you can put that into action inside the home consistently, call after call after call after call, you will find your customers way more open to options 2 and 3. Options 2 and 3 will make a lot more sense. And if there's some sort of reason why it should make sense for them to go ahead and do it now, meaning you build that value and show them the value, and there's multiple ways to do this, okay? There's multiple ways to do this. There's talking about features and benefits, obviously. There's obviously showcasing the product in a way that relates back to them and communicating in a way that relates back to them. But there's also a price book portion to this. And so that's the last piece that you have to really give your technicians so they can do that. When they have that sales process, that diagnosing process, coupled with a relationship building process on the front end. So you got relationship, diagnosing, and then value stacking. It's the three key principles we've been teaching since day one. Since you can go back and find us on the internet all the way back in 2018 when I started talking about this stuff all over the internet. Before that, I was doing it locally here in town and I was running a plumbing company. And when we went public, we started telling everybody, these are the key things. You have to be able to build a relationship. You have to be able to diagnose. You have to build a value stack. That's how you run a sales process inside the home. And for you owners, it's always been about the same three things. It's always been about knowing your numbers so you can create that price book. It's always been about pacing, which is scheduling appropriately and running your company in an orderly fashion where people aren't waking up at 2 a.m. in the morning and giving customers a 50% effort. And then at 9 a.m. the next morning, giving people a 50% effort because they're tired from the night before. And we're showing you how to actually pace your company so that you can have a life, they can have a life, but at the same time, you can maximize the hours that you're working. And the last one is converting. And converting was simply just those three things we talked about a few minutes ago as it relates to relationship, diagnosing, and value stacking. Look, this stuff is not rocket science, but it is not simple. It is not complex, but it is also at the same time not easy to implement, if you will. These are people. These are people dealing with people. You're the first person dealing with the first people, and then those people are dealing with the other people. All these people are your customers. Got to consider them all. Part of that process is all that we just talked about today. Look, these are the key elements. This is the stuff right here that you've got to figure out. These are the big puzzle pieces, if you will, to your business that creates sustainability. A lot of the other stuff we talk about is so that you can become really just able to market that, to be able to promote that, to be able to push that out to the community. But right here, those three chunks that we just talked about today are the key elements inside of service plumbing, specifically as it relates to being able to value stack, convert, and write options the right way. Okay, the fully thought out way. Just giving people three options, that's a piece of it. Putting together a price book, that's a piece of it. Scheduling calls, that's a piece of it. You can have somebody playing, you know, the violin. You can have somebody playing the piano. You can have somebody playing the tuba. But if you put it together, it's an orchestra, and then you have a symphony, and you have beautiful music that's being played, and that's what people come to listen to, not just individuals, some that are good and some that aren't. So that's what I want to show you guys how to do. That's why we do this podcast. That's why we started the Plumbing Sales Coach, and that is why we have the mission, service over sales, always be serving, and making sure that you are doing what we always end these podcasts with, and that is this: serving your community and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day, folks.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.